Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. The news wires are alight with economic news, jerking markets and investors to and fro in an almost bipolar-like fashion. Up hundreds of points one day and down just as much the next, the market and its investors seemingly don't know which way to turn. With the Federal Reserve on inflation watch, reading the economic tea leaves as statistics hit the news wires almost daily, investors' heads are spinning round and round trying to catch their breath as markets jump around like the proverbial Mexican jumping bean. The financial news is mixed and contradictory, to say the least. ADP reported the economy added 208,000 jobs in September, fueling speculation the economy is still healthy and growing. Either that or the free money showered upon the consumer during COVID is running out, and people are starting to get off the couch and get back to work. Meanwhile, to the chagrin of consumers, OPEC, the oil-producing nations, just announced it is cutting oil production by 2 million barrels a day to shore up prices. I had to scratch my head at that one, as if gas prices aren't high enough. Oil stocks have been on the move lately after a brutal hammering from mid-June to mid-July. Not a recommendation to buy or sell, mind you, but oil is one of the few bright spots in an otherwise bleak summer in the stock market. Speaking of the stock market, after a brutal 6 weeks of selling starting mid-August and through most of the month of September, after Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, gave a short but sobering speech on his continuing plans to address the inflation, the start of October brought some welcome relief rallies into the indexes. Now, with signs the economy is indeed slowing, another bout of hope, a Fed pivot is in the cards by fueling the new market enthusiasm. Pivot refers to the Fed perhaps backing off recent seemingly relentless increases in the Fed overnight interest rate, which jacks all the other interest rates up, with an historic 3/4% increases in a row now in the books. Some analysts think the Fed will back off further increases for now to let the past increases work their way through the system. Others argue the inflation will only worsen from here, and the recent statistics are just economic noise. Adding to the drama, Tesla founder and corporate maverick Elon Musk has flopped once again on his decision to buy social media giant Twitter. The purchase first announced in early April after buying a chunk of Twitter stock a month earlier. In July, he backed out of the deal and a lawsuit filed by Twitter soon followed. Last week, to the surprise of many, Musk once again announced his intention to go through with the purchase after all. No doubt more craziness will follow. The war in Ukraine unfortunately rages on, crimping supply lines and commodity sources, adding to economic woes and the consumer shortages we're all seeing. With the world seemingly in a topsy-turvy reality, which never seems to end, investors can maintain a portion of their investment envelope in cash or cash equivalents to reduce volatility and diversify the rest in stocks, bonds, and other securities according to one's particular situation and level of risk tolerance. A financial advisor can also be consulted to better assist the average or novice investor. And that does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. This newscast expresses my opinion only, is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any security, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet, its staff, members, or underwriters. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. I hold California Insurance License OL34249 and am a Medicare-approved agent in the state of California. My name is Mark Cuniberti. Thanks for listening.